Because the Bible says the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but of sound mind and boldness. He said in his word, if I'm for you, you cheat, who can be against you? They go, all right, come here, baby. That morning, the king began. He could be sweet because he had done something to the man of God. And he
all right,
when you have done something to the man of God, you can't even eat. You sure can't speak. But he got up early that morning. Look at the Bible. It's still chasing. I don't even forget. With the lamb of the remorse. And he said, Daniel, you mean to take the lamb of the remorse? You mean to take the God you serve to save you from the hand of the enemy? Yes, he saved you. He not only will save you, but he'll bring you out with a smile on your face. Are you with me or not? All I can tell you is about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for you, Jesus Stevenson. I can't talk about nobody else, but I can tell you on that Sunday, he spoke to me when death was trying to pull me to hell. God said, I got death and I got hell. Oh, my God, there you are.
Yes, 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 yes.
God is all right. I say, God is all right. Look what they said. They said, King Nebuchadnezzar, I'm going back to the trainer. Nebuchadnezzar said in Daniel, I built the statue 9 feet high and 9 feet wide. And I want everybody to share the Dusama and the Almighty shout. Everybody, will you hear that the sound of the trumpet, you bow out, you bow out.
That's all right.
That's
all right.
Bow down,
nobody.
That's
all right.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT FM 88.1. Johnson Temple is located on 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As you listen to this morning's broadcast, please know that God truly has a blessing in store for you, as sung by the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Choir on their CD recording, Magnify Him. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir. Following the choir will be an uplifting message from Elder Jeffrey Johnson, the son of Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you desire more information about the church, please visit or follow us on Facebook. Additional information concerning the church is also provided at the end of this broadcast. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Ah! First Lady Ruff in a hand.
Chapter 40th through the 44th verse, and I'm actually going to add 1 Thessalonians 5, the 16th through the 18th verse as well. Is that all right? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, 5, 5th chapter, 16 through the 18th verse. 18th verse says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." John, the 11th chapter, 40 through the 44th verse, Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, "Loose him and let him go." The power of prayer.
Talk, son.
Pray for me, because I'm just going to talk a little bit. Today, we see all the things that are going on in this world. Every weekend, every week, we see a different shooting. I just saw that they had a shooting in Texas in the mall.
Yep.
This weekend, And I thought about that when my wife and I, we would pass through Alexandria. We went to the mall, and I said, Lord, ain't nobody in here. But I said, I hope ain't nobody shooting today. And I said that to myself, not to her, not knowing that there was a shooting going on at the same time. I look at today's world, we got our politics and our people that are in the politics and that's in the White House and that's supposed to be watching over the nation, who are constantly making fools of themselves, fighting with one another when they should be working together for our nation. And we're dealing with this, that we are, if our leaders don't know how to act, what do you think the people that are watching them are gonna, how they're gonna act? Y'all pray with me now. I look at even on today how in our schools, our kids used to go to school. It used to be the safest place we could go because sometimes home wasn't even safe. But we'd send them to school and not even see, if they're going to come back home in the same day. It's praying time, saints. Oh, we've been saying it for years, and we said, oh, God is on the soon to return. Jesus is soon to return. But we got to understand that the time is winding up. And we got to trust that we know that our God is going to send his son sooner than later. I thank God for my father who has taught me how to pray. And the reason why I know he knows how to pray and the reason how I learned how to pray was watching him, because he was not just one that would pray at the church. He prayed in the house with us. He prayed for us when we were sick. He laid hands on us. He would come in and say, how you feeling? I said, I'm not feeling good. Sometimes I just didn't want to go to church. He prayed for me anyway. I didn't want to go to school. He just prayed for me anyway. Mama Judy was one. She said, yeah, you pray, but don't get up and watch no TV. You stay in this bed. She didn't allow that. But I thank God for my father praying all the time for us, because he made sure that we were here and we were being blessed by God. He was watching over our souls, not only in the church, but at the house. And I know Dr. Ruffin going to preach his appreciation, but I'm just talking a little bit about him right now. But I thank God for my father. I thank God for my mother, who when the times when I didn't want to go to work, she said, baby, you can do it. Just hold on. Push on. Step on out there and get where you need to go, and God's going to bless you. And I said, I wish you just blessed me while I'm still at home. But I thank God that even in this, we saw that in the story I read in 1 Thessalonians, where it said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You got to understand that when you're going through your situations, God is working on your behalf. Many of us are going to go through trials and tribulations. It comes with the territory. If you're in God, you're going to be persecuted. And God knows this, and he said, let me show you who I am. Let me show you what I can do. Let me speak to you in your times that you don't understand, that you need to drop some dead weight. So let me put you in a situation that you'll pray about it, and I can cut some of that nasty stuff off of you. It's the word that goes in and comes out that does it's like a two-edged sword that knows how to cut and know how to cut, clean it up. When you don't know how to do it, and you go to God and you say, God, here I am, I'm in trouble, and I need some help. We're looking at how God worked it out. He said, in everything give thanks, because if you got the joy of the Lord, you know who God is, you know he's never going to leave you, nor is he going to forsake you. And you give thanks because you know that he chose you for this opportunity. You were on assignment at that time. That because in this morning, we even talked about, everybody talked about it, how God uses you and lets you go through your trials and tribulations, because he chose you, but it's not just for you, because it's for somebody else. Hallelujah. For this is the will of God. God's will for your life is for you to go through some things, then watch him bring you out of them through Jesus Christ. Those who are in Christ know that it comes with persecution. Amen. Now, wait a minute. Now, we're talking about everybody give thanks. Well, look, Lazarus couldn't even give thanks. He was in the grave. Time was lined up for him. Matter of fact, they told Jesus, and Jesus waited a few days, told his disciples. He said, Lazarus sleep. They said, oh, it's good that he be asleep. He needs his rest. He said, oh, my Lord. They don't even understand when I say sleep. Sleep. He said, but Lazarus is dead. And he said, let's go. And you would think, well, why not he go right away? This is his friend. Ain't that how we do? God, I need you now. God, come right now. I need you right now, God. Okay, wait a minute. Why is he not answering? Why is he supposed to show up? You told me if I called on him, he'd show up. He's right there. He said, right now, God. That's what we were told, right? And sometimes God just lets you hold on just a little bit longer. Because sometimes when you get your, it's like my father used to do, is he would give me a car, and he'll bless me with a car. Because I didn't pay for it. I drove it and ran it in the ground and did all those things, and I didn't appreciate it. But when you got to work for it yourself, then it takes something. It costs you a little bit more when you got to do it yourself. Huh? We done bought kids' cars and they done tore them up and they get wrecked, and they get to a point where they say, nah, I got it this time. But then they start cherishing it just a little bit more. And that's how we do. So God said, I'm going to let you sit out here just a little while, and I'm going to take care of it. But I'm going to show you that in your timing, I'm going to talk to you for a little while. I'm going to let you suffer just a little bit, because you know you need to search yourself. Because isn't it amazing how when we get in trouble, all of a sudden now we know how to repent? God, you remember everything that you were doing wrong that you should have stopped a long time ago. But now I'm saying, God, I'm going to stop that. I ain't going to do that no more. Hallelujah. You change your mind. You start fasting and praying. You start believing God. You start talking in the word. You start reading your word all of a sudden. Because now you need God to move on your behalf. But beforehand, when everything was going on good, you didn't know him. The power of prayer, y'all. Lazarus couldn't call out for himself. Jesus got there. He said, let's go. And when he got there, Martha came to him and he said, if you would have been here, if you would have been here, I know you would have got him up. He wouldn't have had to go through this. She was weak. She was sad. She was hurt because she knew that the Father that she served, Jesus Christ, was the Christ. He said, I know who you are, but I know if you would have been here, it would have been already taken care of. Jesus said that to her, said, I'm not. Didn't I tell you this before? That if thou wouldst believe, thou should see the glory of God? He told Mary, he told Martha, he told both. He said, do you not understand who I am? Do you not understand who I am? And I'm going to show up and show out when I'm ready to show up. But it's not me, it's the God that's in me. It's the one I represent. Because Jesus never came in his own. He came to represent his Father. As a matter of fact, 41, verse 4 says, they took the stone away from the one that was dead, was laid, and said, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, Father, I thank thee that hast heard me. Wait a minute now. He heard him. That's past tense. Jesus had already prayed about this thing. Jesus had already spoke to God about this thing. And sometimes you need to start praying ahead of time before the trouble already get here. If Jesus had to pray, what do you think you got to do? Oh, my God. Oh, my time is almost up. And I knew that thou heardest me, but because of the people which stand here, stand by. He said, because these unbelievers, these people who are in their traditious ways, in their traditions, I'm glad for this moment right now. For they're going to see who you are and what you can do. And he called Lazarus to come forth. Now, I understand. We had Daniel that was in the book. And I think last time I was here, I talked about Daniel. But Daniel prayed. His haters didn't want him to pray. He went to the king and said, can you write a decree that anybody that cries out to their Lord, they'll be thrown into the lions? And the king said, oh, well, okay, sure. He did it. And Daniel, knowing this, still went up and prayed. Sometimes your haters don't want to see you pray. The devil doesn't want to see you pray. But he doesn't realize when every time he puts you in a position, I don't know why he's so stupid, but every time God allows you to put you in a position, what do? You pray about it. Sometimes we try to fix it ourselves, but then we realize, oh, wait, hold up. This is something beyond me. Let me explain something. God will put you in a situation that is so bad that can't nobody fix it but him. It has to be this way because this is how he gonna show his strength and get his glory out of your life. Oh my God. John 4 and 24 says, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm sorry, Pastor. Oh my God. The truth is God's word. When you speak that word to your situation, it changes the thing. Prayer is no more than communicating with God and having a connection with him spoken, but it's not a one-way street. When you pray, you're petitioning him. You're bringing to him what you need. You're either giving him praise, you're giving him glory. But then just shut up long enough to let him speak back to you. You got to close your mouth sometimes and say, Lord, open my ears to hear your voice. And sometimes it don't come in an audible way the way you want to come. You'll turn on the TV and the TV evangelist mess around and say something that you need, give you the answer. The neighbor will come over and speak to you and say something that you need. Your mama calls you and say, you know, I was just praying for you and I want to give you an answer to what you were praying for. All right, I'm. Oh my God. Jesus prayed and he communed with God. He blessed his disciples when he prayed. He blessed the 5,000 when he prayed. He took the food, he blessed it. He thanked God for it first. In everything, give thanks. He thanked God, and then he blessed it, and he fed the 5,000. He healed those who were sick that couldn't be healed beforehand, and he prayed for them, and they got healed. And then when he went to the garden, and he prayed to God, he said, if there be any other way that this goes, then finally he said, not my will, but thy will be done. I looked at that as him getting instructions from God and reassurance from God that everything was going to be all right. Because if he had not gone to the cross for my sin, where would I be? Now I'm going to bring it home for y'all just a little bit here. I'm going to give you a little testimony here. Have you ever went through the end of the month and paid all your bills? And then all of a sudden, somebody calls you and tell you that you owe about $6,000 that you ain't got. And you're trying to figure out, what am I going to do? We had a situation like this one time, just recently, and we didn't get a chance to tell it, so I'm going to tell it today. My wife and I were dealing with a situation, and we had just paid all the bills, everything was good, and we were living life, and we were like, whew, the next morning, we're going to pay the rent. We're going to do some things. We looked up, and one of our bills said we were past due. And I said, there's no way, because we pay our stuff on time. But it said we owe around $6,000. I told my wife that night, and I said, whoo, this thing's, I started laughing, because I was, whoo, this thing said we owe about $6,000. I don't know who they talking to. This got to be a mistake. And I watched my wife's countenance went from, huh, to, oh. And so that bothered me, first of all. You don't mess with my wife. When she upset, I'm upset. Yeah. So now I'm hurt. Yeah. I said, okay, we're going to be all right through this thing. Man, long story short, we went to it. I went to the people, and I tried to talk to them. And these people will lie to you straight to your face. Just as we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. No, this is what. And they tried to pin this on us, right? Now, mind you, me and my wife are still praying about this thing. And I'm telling her, I said, whatever you got to worry about, don't you worry about it. I'm going to take care of it. Well, I said, now, Lord, I'm going to be honest with you. I said, Lord, I need you to work on my behalf. Whether I got the money or not, this ain't right. And I said, and I trust you. I'm tired of telling people what you can do. Come on, I'm being real, y'all. I said, God, I'm tired of telling people what you can do, and I don't see no results, and I know you can do it.
You got to believe.
I need you to talk. I need you to move on these people's hearts. I need you to talk to these people and show me what you can do, God.
Yes.
I believe you and I trust you and I thank you. You told me to thank you in everything.
Yes.
And I began to thank you. That week went by, it was no change. Later on down the week, I start seeing things start changing. That bill started decreasing. It started changing. Matter of fact, it ended up where we ended up with a credit. The devil is alive. We ended up with a credit on top of it. God wiped the debt away. Do y'all understand what I just said? $6,000, God wiped away and then gave us a credit of about $300. Touched the people's heart and they said, don't worry about it, it's already taken care of. Now, the Negro in me wanted to go down and start threatening folks, start talking. I had to call my best friend. I said, man, you got money to get me out of jail for a minute? He said, don't do it, bro. Don't do it. Don't do it. I got it, but don't do it. So God worked that out. Amen. On another note, my wife and I went to church, and we were leaving church, and we went out to eat. And about two or three Sundays ago, and we went out to eat, and we came back, and we were riding home, and said, well, that was good. Let's go home. Hit it home, and a police officer got behind me. Now, for once, I was not speeding, y'all. For once. And the guy, he got behind me, and I pulled out, and I said, Lord, I said, baby, he behind me. She said, well, move over. Just get over. I said, okay, I'm going to get over. And as I got over, his lights came on. I said, well, I'm pulling over here in this parking lot in Walmart so everybody can see what's going on. The man pulls up, I roll my window down, I look at my wife, I got good, and I grabbed my driver's license and I started handing him out the window. He said, can you put both your hands on the wheel for me, sir? I looked at her, I said, okay. I don't know what his problem is. Put the thing down, he come up to the thing, he said, you know your tags are expired? I said, no, sir, I actually did not realize that. He said, do you know you have 2 felony warrants out for your arrest? Yeah, that's how I feel. I looked at my wife, I said, oh, no, sir. I said, no, sir, you got the wrong person. He said, well, you do. I said, no, sir. I said, I promise you that's not me. He said, no. He said, well, we're going to have to keep you for a minute. He said, can you step out the car? I get out the car. I got the truck. And he said, I'm just going to search you. You're not under arrest, but I'm going to search you. Well, he put my hands behind my back. Now, what this posture look like? I'm going to get arrested, don't you? There was a lady of another persuasion that walked by and said, thank you for your service, sir. Now, part of me was hot, and a part of me said, don't be no fool. I said, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Don't say nothing to her. He searched me. He got me. By the time I got to the back of the truck, we had 6 police cars pull up out of nowhere. Have y'all seen what happened when people show up, when the police show up and they got the wrong person? Lately, we don't come out of it alive every time. I'm being real, y'all. I said, now, God, this was a praying time. My wife was in the truck. I said, God, I know she's in the truck, but I haven't done anything wrong. God, I need you to prove my case one more time.